Say it. How is it pronounced?
All right, fine. I'll be a gracious host. How you doing?
Little Mermaid is the scariest Disney movie by far, though.
Why the hell is Ace Blade in your Kickstarter?
Some comics. I'm getting controversial today. We're going to get controversial today with...
My proudest moment is this interview. And being able to talk to you two.
What the hell is going on here? Why are we? What's going on?
I got some comics.
Okay. All right. Can I do my intro before you go?
I was hoping you were just gonna go in and I could just show my comics off.
How am I supposed to do my intro and you're like
Cosmic Ghostwriter number one?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Taurus Comics, in collaboration with Fourth Wall Productions, respectfully brings to you the 88th episode of the Four Tales Podcast. I'm your host, Kyron Silva from Taurus Comics. Across the way is the lilac literature of Ace Blade, Danny J. Quick. And together, we are your two award-winning Blurred comic creators here to help you find your next favorite comic. We are live on the Ages of Geekdom Network via Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. So if you're listening and watching us live, thank you for your support. But don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and review this podcast because all your positive reviews and interactions help us reach a bigger audience. Mr. Fish is in the building already. What's going on, Fish?
What's going on? Mr. Fish is always here.
He is, man. How you been, by the way?
I'm doing good, Kyron, man. I hope you've been doing good. I know you've been taking a little rest after your Kickstarter. And, you know, now it's time to get back to work.
No, I don't want to get back to work. I don't want to.
You don't really have a choice. You don't really have a choice.
All right, you're right.
Got to do it.
I got to do it. You're right. No, you're right. You're right. I'm excited to get back to work, honestly. I really am. I'm excited to get back to drawing. I'm excited to get back to, doing all the things I love about making comics. So,
we'll absolutely.
See. All right. Can you still see me?
Absolutely. Yes, I can. I don't know what happened. I heard something, but I can still see you.
So I'm about to be stupid and try to see if I could connect my TikTok live stream.
Here he goes.
If this messes up, I apologize. But we'll figure this out one way or another. I promise you.
We're going to figure it out. First of all, let's apologize to our guest who's in the back room right now. I'm waiting to see if this works. But I'm going to check and see if it shows up on mine too. I'm going to go to your page.
You know, why don't you, let's bring him in so I can fiddle with his, you can talk to him. So we have David Tomasi on the show today. He's going to talk about his book, Rogue American Dream. David.
Hello. I've been going, laughing man? Back there the whole time.
Hey, I hope you had a good time.
I did. It was very entertaining.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, David. We recently met you and found out about your projects and your comics. So won't you tell our viewers, you know, a little bit about yourself, how you got into comics, and what you're here to talk about today?
I've been into comics since I can remember. Mm-hmm. I literally was your typical geek. Growing up, I was at the comic book stores four days out of the week, and I'd be there for hours just talking comics with the shop owners, anybody who would come in, having debates for hours on end. So I have always been a geek, still am. And I got inspired to do my very first book ever. because I started seeing the rise of all the indie books and all these just awesome artists and stories and, you know, the community. And, you know, not only seeing, like, you know, pros doing it, but first timers like myself and just people who are like, you know, I always wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And it really, really was inspiring to do it. And I talked to my fiance and I was like, so I'm going to write a comic. Never written one in my life. And I'm going to get an artist and I'm going to crowdfund a comic book. And she was like, okay. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, cool, cool. I'm going to do this. And I, you know, got on Twitter and I'm like, I'm going to write my very first comic. I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. None. I mean, I had zero idea of how any of this works. Nothing. I knew nothing. I had a story written in my head. But I just knew nothing. And then I met a good friend of mine now, Elon Mudd, who walked me through the entire process of how this all works. You know, he became my editor after I begged him to, you know, because he was editing my story for me. And I'm like, dude, you're going to be my editor. He's like, nah, I don't want to be an editor. I'm like, dude, you're editing my story for me. He's like, nah, I'm just collaborating with you and shooting ideas. That's called editing.
That's pretty much
fine. I'll be your editor. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, that wasn't really that hard to do.
Now, were you someone that wanted to be a writer for other things outside of comics before this started, or?
Actually, no. Originally, I always wanted to be a comic book artist, but I haven't drawn in like over like 20 years. So I was like, well, that's not going to work because I don't even, I mean, like I was somewhat okay 20 years ago. I'm like, I haven't picked up a pen and paper in over in so many years. I'm like, I don't even remember how to draw. So I was like, so that's I'm like, so that's, I mean, like I tried and I'm like, well, that's a stick figure. That's not a good start.
Hey, it starts a start at this point.
I was like, well, I've read enough comic books and talked about enough comic books my whole life, and I've watched every cheesy action movie there was in the 80s and 90s. I'm like, I can do this. and then I met my artist, Kitty Cuss, through Twitter. And we also became great friends. And I found him literally by just messaging people who were doing commissioned work and pinup artists who I liked their art style. And I would ask them, like, hey, you want to do a comic? And a lot of people were like, nah, I just want to stick to commissioned work and do pinups. I have no interest in doing a comic. I was like, okay. And then I met him and I was like, you want to do a comic? He's like, fuck yeah, well, let's do this. I'm like, what's it about? I'm like, no idea yet. I will get back to you.
But you got to love the enthusiasm, though. He's like, fuck, I don't care.
Yeah, he was like,
so,
I don't care.
Let's so you had this. Your artist. You had your artist before you even had your story together.
I had I had it written in my head. I just didn't write it down yet. Okay. And I did a rough draft. And I sent it over to him and he read it and he was like, yep, I can get into this. This is going to be fun. And we just started going from there. And when I started this project, I was like, I'm going to do 60 pages. Like 60 pages should be good. And
60 pages is a lot.
And then it was me. And he was like, yeah, I can do 60 pages. I'm like, okay. Then I had to message him again. It's like, it's 80 pages now. He's like, okay, 80 pages is a lot, but
I can do this. Book. Yeah,
that's a whole extra book.
That's like four books.
And then it finally got to the point. I'm like, okay, dude, it's 120 pages now. He's like, okay.
Real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to let everybody know we are live on TikTok also now. I figured it out, and it's working.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh man. So yeah,
listen. I totally get it. I went through one cell phone and one tablet, just trying to figure stuff out when I was writing my story and emailing people and stuff. I went through one tablet and one cell phone. because apparently they don't work when you throw them against the wall and yell at them. They don't work after you do that.
Yeah.
That's a good way to that's a good way to get them to stop working there for sure.
All right. So outside of technological issues, what's been the hardest thing for you right now with creating this book?
This part, the promotional part. Okay. This is definitely the hardest part there is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're just sitting there and you're trying to tweet and, you know, you join every social network you can think of and find. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, like I said, like this is my very first book. I had a small following when I signed up for Twitter of like maybe like 1,200 people, and probably about 100 of those people are bots. You know, so
I
didn't have a large following, you know, again, my very first book. So it's like, hi. But I met a lot of great people that who did books themselves, and they were very helpful and very welcoming. And I'm starting to build somewhat of an audience, I like to think. But yeah, this part is definitely the hardest, because it's just so time consuming and it's stressful. It really, really is.
It is. And it gets easier the more you do them. It gets easier. You get more comfortable with it. So, you know, hopefully over time. So you're saying the first interview you did, Danny, wasn't easier or wasn't harder than the most recent one you've done?
I don't know. I guess it depends on who's interviewing you, I guess. But no, it's you're right. It is easier because you get used to saying the same things. But that can also be a bad thing. Like sometimes you don't want to. A lot of people ask the same question. They're going to ask you, you know, who you are, how you got into comics, what's your story about. You know,
the same question you asked him.
Same stuff that we're going to ask you today. Literally.
Well, luckily I have like ADD, so like, and as my fiance would say, like partial dementia already. So I forget everything after like the show's over. So it's always new to me.
All right. Every experience is a new experience. I love it.
Yeah.
Larry Frazier in the chat says, great show, guys. Glad I have found you. Thank you for being part of this. If you guys have any questions, either for us or for David, please put them in the chat. We'll be glad to answer them for you.
Absolutely. So tell us about, tell us what the comic is about.
Well, my favorite movie growing up as a kid was always Escape from New York and Escape from LA. I still watch those movies. I probably watch each of those probably once every other month or so. They're just my favorite. And that and the original Mad Max. I mean, I remember being a kid, you could watch those movies almost like every weekend on, you know, Turner Classic Movies. You know, I mean, it was just every weekend they were always on. And my story is heavily inspired by those movies. I literally took everything that I loved from the 90s action movies and Heavy Metal magazine and just the comics I grew up with, and I literally jam-packed it all into this story.
Okay. So what is the name of the story?
The name of the book is Rogue, the American Dream. It's 121 page, not a graphic novel.
All right. We're going to show some of the pictures that you sent us about it.
That was the coolest cover I got. That I got from Tim Vigil.
Oh, yeah. Tim Vigil. I know him.
Yeah, he doesn't do social media. He does Instagram apparently, but he doesn't do Twitter. And I found his webpage, and he had a section for commissions. I emailed him, and I'm like, I'm a first-time creator. Will you please do a cover for me? And he asked me what the book was about. I gave him a insight of what the story was, and sent him some pictures of other covers I had. He emailed me back. He's like, dude, He's like, that is booty badass. He's like, I'll do a cover for you. I was like, oh my God, thank you. And the other cool thing was I got the original for that too.
Nice.
So,
and if you know Tim visually, you know Tim is also known for having graphic violence sometimes and nudity.
Yeah. So
I see he threw that in there also, a little sexual stuff. I was stuff actually in there.
Very shocked when he suggested that low tone of a picture. I was like, okay, yeah. Please don't. I'm like, I told him to do whatever he wants. I'm like, oh, that might be a mistake. And he showed me that. I was like, wow, that's really low tone for you. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we all grew up looking at the Faust books that he did. I mean, just look at the covers of those.
Yeah, exactly. I noticed on a couple of these, you have homages. I saw the Wolverine homage.
Most of my covers are all homage covers. And then I got the cosplay cover, which was done by Lynn, who I met on Twitter. And she is just a sweetheart. She really, really is. She's intimidating and she looks like she could snap your neck in half, but she is such a sweetheart. And I was looking at other campaigns to see what worked, what succeeded, what did well. And I saw a lot of campaigns do cosplay covers. And I was like, well, my character has a basic, simple outfit. I was like, I could do a cosplay cover. And I started looking around for cosplay people, and everybody was just, you know, I mean, all very attractive. I was like, they're not built right. They're not
doing it.
There's no muscle tone to them. And then I came across one of Lynn's pictures on Twitter, and I'm like, yep, that's the one. And I messaged her, and she was excited to do it. She's never done a comic book cover before. So she was more than energetic to go to do this project.
Danny J. Quick said he's absolutely doing a cosplay cover soon, which is funny because you actually did a whole Ace Blade movie already. So I'm surprised you don't have a cosplay
cover. I never even thought about it until this moment, until David just said he saw people doing cosplay covers. And I was like, I have seen people doing cosplay covers. I'm definitely doing one. I'm definitely still in that idea, David. Thank you for that. Thank you for inspiring us. Yeah. So crowdfunding is can be difficult sometimes. I know we
as
indie creators, you know, we all, you know, there's different platforms that you can use, and depending on, you know, your social media following and the algorithms and all this stuff. What I know you've used a couple of different platforms. Which one is your favorite? Like, which one do you think is the best in your opinion? And which one will you continue to use?
Well, I used all three platforms. I used Indiegogo, Kickstarter, and I did Fund My Comics.
Fund My Comics.
The Indiegogo and Kickstarter campaign ended last month, but I extended Fund My Comics for another month because me and Kitty are still finishing up final edits on the book. The book is done. The book is completely done. But we're just redoing over edits because none of us know how to spell. So we have to wait for my fiance to do it because none of us know how to spell.
You know, most programs come with spell check nowadays. Just
yeah. You know,
not Illustrator though.
It's really bad when you're trying to spell a word and even spell check comes back at you and says no recommendations.
Yeah, that's
just like, I don't know what you want me to do with that.
Like, I don't know what you want me to do with that. Like, sorry. You can't even figure it out. Like, damn.
they got some AI tools coming out that'll be able to write for you in the future. So. You know, depending on where you are on that side, which side of that debate, you know. No, but that's cool.
But so I mean, again, as a first time creator, I'm like, I saw books do really well on Indiegogo, and I've seen books do really great on Kickstarter, and Fun My Comics was brand new, and I'm like, well, let's give this one a shot and see how this one works out. But I will say, so far, I did the most sales on Kickstarter, and I definitely found it a lot easier to use and set my platform up and set everything up. It was definitely more user friendly and very dumbed down for people like me.
Well, like, okay, let's not say dumbed down.
It was like, you know,
no, it's definitely more user friendly.
Type here. I'm like, oh, this is easy.
I think it's definitely, they definitely put more into the user interface, the you know, the building of the platform, because you can do a lot on Kickstarter. But
yeah,
like you said, I've seen every platform I've seen, you know, you can have success on. There's Zoop now. Zoop is doing pretty good.
Yep.
They got some pretty cool things going on. And then there's, you know, there's people who, you know, crowdfunding their own websites. I saw recently somebody did like $1 million on their own website.
There's people that are doing it that way too. I mean, if you have that kind of fan base and be like, well, I don't have to share my money and my 5% with you. I'm like, sure.
Yeah. I'm waiting for TikTok to do crowdfunding.
Yeah, if you figured that out, that'd be hilarious.
That hey, might be I'll, dangerous, I'll be... but you know.
Yeah.
Sure. If you could figure that out, how to connect a crowdfunding campaign through TikTok, you would kill it, dude. You really would.
Oh, well, I wonder if I could do a crowdfunding through my OnlyFans.
Nope. Hey, there you go. Hey, you can do that too. That'll do it.
Does OnlyFans allow you to do anything that's not sexualized? Like, can I just create an OnlyFans account to sell images of my comic book?
I don't know. Your feet?
There's
no
book.
Rules on it that say you have to do it.
You can do whatever you want on there.
Okay. All right.
Wow. I just inspired you guys twice today.
You have brought so much to this interview that I was not expecting, dude.
My company's going to be so diverse after this. Ace Blade going to be all over the place. I'm going to have Ace Blade. I was thinking about doing like the thirst trap series where, because you know, they always have pictures of, you know, they always have the female heroes, you know, all stripped down and everything. Well, I can't, you know, I might have my Ace Blade.
Like this one.
Yeah, give me an Ace Blade like that, man. Yeah.
There we go.
Come on now. I'm coming out of the gym, like out of the gym with the bag over his shoulder, you know, falling out. Why not? I can do it. I can do that.
Oh, wow. This has been an interesting interview already.
this interview is definitely taking a turn here.
It's not the worst. It hasn't turned the worst, but it's definitely gone a different place than I thought it would be. All right. Well, let's talk about the future of your company. After Rogue, what else can we expect from you?
Well, I honestly wasn't sure how well this campaign was going to go. I mean, going into this, I was like, listen, I was like, I'm a first-time creator and an absolute nobody here. I was like, I could sell, you know, 5 copies for all I know. So I when I was writing the story, I ended the story, but I left it open for another book. And with the, as well as it did selling and as well as it did do, I'm going to definitely be doing a book 2 after this. So that will be expected. I'll probably start writing that. I mean, it's in the head. I just got to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably start that after everything is done. And then I have a couple other ideas for characters in my head. You know, like I said, I grew up in the comic book store. So, I mean, this is all we did as a kid. You know, be like, you know, it'd be cool if they combined this character with this character and you wrote a story like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is what we did growing up. Mm-hmm. Now it's just taking all those childhood dreams and fantasies of like, what if you combined Batman with like Wolverine and like Spider-Man? And like, oh, cool. You know, I mean, like, this is what we did growing up.
Wait, didn't DC and Marvel make a Batman?
Yes,
yeah, they Dark did. Law. Dark Law. Yep.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Amalgam Comics. That's what it was.
That's right.
I missed that series. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to have seen that series continue.
Yeah, that would be cool.
They actually had a good amount of decent books in that Amalgam series. They really was.
Yeah, Doctor I mean,
Strange
I,
Fate was fun. Speed Freak was great.
I loved that story. I thought that was
Speed Demon cool is combo. What it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was such a cool combo. I would have liked to seen that universe continue, and I would have liked to seen the Just Imagine Stan Lee creating the DC universe continue.
Oh yeah, that was actually good. That was good.
Yeah, I would have liked to seen them like continue that off in their multiverse and just keep it going.
Okay, all right.
I love it.
Danny's freaking me out. He's staring off into space. I'm wondering what's going on in his head.
I'm trying to manage multiple platforms right now and trying to share and all that stuff while we're on here. And now that you got the TikTok working, I'm like, okay, this is where we're supposed to be at. So no, I'm just happy. No, man, David, I wish you luck, man. I think it's gonna be it's hard, man, being a indie comic book creator. But I think it's anybody who has an idea and works to bring that idea to life, deserves to be commended and supported. And I can't wait to see what happens. Just don't quit drawing, for the next 20 years. Get back on the
I mean, like, it really is tough. I mean, like, especially when you hit the weeks that like you get no sales. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I hit the weeks where I'm like, okay, like, I haven't had a sale in over like a week and a half. I mean, and I actually was almost about to cancel this whole project. I had don't a sit do down talk with my artist, and I was just like, dude, I was like, I don't know what to do. I was like, it's been a week and a half, no sales. I was like, the book's done. I was like, I don't know what to do. And he definitely gave me a pep talk, a good, coaching talk. And I kept it going, and Lord and behold, all of a sudden sales started coming in, and it really did take off the last week or so. I'm like, okay.
So was his pep talk, David, you need to get your ass out there or I'm going to kick your ass.
He's in another country, but he definitely gave me that, like, listen, shut up, shut up, and just, do this.
I'm like, 120 pages. Yeah, I would have.
He's like, I finished this whole book. You are not canceling this thing. He's like, I finished this book.
He's like, I need to get paid somehow, dude.
Well, that was the thing too. Everything for the book is done, and I paid everybody out of my own pocket.
Ooh. Yeah.
So everybody got paid already. All my cover artists, my illustrator, the cosplayer, everybody got paid. I paid everybody out of my own pocket to get this project off the ground.
Nice. That's respectable. I love that. Pay your artists, people. Just pay your artists.
Absolutely. And if you're ever looking for artists, don't announce on Twitter that you're looking for artists. It is the worst idea there is in the world. God.
Or TikTok or Instagram.
Yeah, or Instagram. Don't ever do that.
They will definitely
or Facebook. Seek you out. Don't.
You will get emails and messages.
And send you portfolio links and just 100 pictures in your inboxes.
Or you get this. What I started getting was a lot of scammers.
Yeah,
absolutely. I started getting the people who were like, oh, I'm a comic book artist. I'm like, okay, well, let me see your work. And they emailed me like 2 pictures. I'm like, okay, that's 2 pictures. I thought you said you were interested. Yes, I've worked on multiple books. Okay. Can I see them? Oh, I don't have them right now.
Right.
Okay. And then somebody else would email me and send me the exact same pictures. I'm like, something's up with this.
In TikTok, Sleek Comics said he just posts his artwork and let it do the rest. And I think that's what a lot of us as artists should do. Find your portfolio link, post it, and let people search you out. I mean,
just literally just keep posting every day and try different hashtags. And what worked for me, especially for help getting more people, more eyes on my project, was I would literally just start tagging people. I mean, like, I did it to you guys all the time.
No, not all the time.
Not all the time, like every hour.
Yeah, it wasn't all the time.
But that's what I started doing. And I just started tagging people who I followed and people who followed me, or just even other creators and other, YouTubers and everything. And just I started tagging people, and some would just give it a like, and someone would go, "Oh, that's cool," and give me a retweet. I'm like, "Thank you." I'm like, "That's what I wanted." Yeah. So I mean, that is a really that is the best way you can do it.
Yeah. Now, I think we all appreciate, you know, being tagged every once in a while, but I think when you get that person that tags you 4 to 5 times in a day over 2 or 3 week span of their campaign, it's like, all right, that's a little too much, dude. That's a little too much. That's a little too much. All right. Well, this is the time where Danny gets to take over completely. And we get to, don't act like this is not your favorite part of the show.
It is my favorite part of the show, but you actually run the segment. So, like, I just come up with the questions.
Right, I run this bitch. That's right.
That's right. So I'm not taking over at all.
You know, why do I have a feeling I'm going to just see a shoe or something fly across the screen and hit one of you guys?
That would be a hilarious thing because we're on different sides of the continent right now. So that would be wonderful. Hilarious.
We didn't make that happen.
So this is why you guys are so far away.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So yes, it is time for quick takes. I'm ready when you are, Kyra. Quick takes.
Again, thank you to a friend of the show, Dan Bethel, for making the music on that, personally making that music. Like, that's actually him you hear singing and playing the guitar. So thank you.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was his voice, too.
Yeah, that's all him. Dan is great. 100% Dan Bethel.
So how does this work now?
So Quick Takes, if you haven't seen the show, is a rapid-fire Q&A section where we ask our guests 5 questions, and you have 45 seconds to answer each one. So I'll ask you a question, and you'll get 45 seconds to answer it, and we'll end it with a top 5 list. All right, so
okay,
here we go. Question number 1. We talked about our love for comics earlier. I want to know, are you a fan of Marvel?
And why?
Which are you the bigger fan and why?
I was definitely a bigger fan of Marvel growing up as a kid. Spider-Man was always my favorite growing up. I was the geek kid just like him. No friends. Couldn't get a date to save my life, you know, but the good guy deep down inside. And, you know, at the end of the story, the good guy gets the woman. So he was always my go-to comic. All like seven different versions of the comics that they had from everything.
I love it. I'm a fan of everything. I love Marvel movies, but it's definitely DC Comics for me, I think. But you know, to each his own. question number 2. I've had both of these things, so I'm interested in hearing your answer. You paid your cosplayer, you paid your artist, but if you had the choice, you know, over the next week, if you could have an artist draw
with your internet,
or you could have one cosplayer to cosplay your character, which one would you choose and why?
Do they have to be alive, or is this through, like, you know, multiverse here? I froze.
I think we lost Danny.
Yeah, he froze.
I think they have to be alive.
They have to be alive? Oh. Okay.
We lost Danny.
All right, I'll wait then. I don't want to steal his thunder.
No, go ahead. It's all right. Well, if he can hop back in, he can.
If I could pick any cosplayer to do my character, I would pick Ronda Rousey in a heartbeat. To be her. I definitely kind of even molded my character around her, just because she's just amazing. And if I could pick any artist, to do my book, Rob Liefeld.
Okay. All right.
What you want about Rob Liefeld. I'm a Generation X kid. I grew up on him. you can make as much fun of him as you want, and everybody does. I do too. Everybody knows.
Failed, and he was very nice to me. He was very nice.
Everybody
can
has.
Can you see and hear me, Kyron? Am I good to go?
You're not good to go, dude. You're not good.
No, yeah, he's fuzzing in and out.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. All right, Kyron, you're gonna have to finish quick takes.
I don't even know what these questions are, man.
Yes, you do. We do these questions all the time.
No, like your third one, you did it one time 2 weeks ago, and I don't remember what the actual premise is.
All right. Hopefully my internet stays. I don't know what's going on. My wife must be doing something next door.
Your wife's stealing your internet again, isn't she?
Yeah, probably. That's probably what it is. All right. So question number three. In the indie comic community, we all need, we all need help, and we all need to help each other. What is something that you can do to help other indies, and something that you need help the most with?
The most I can help with the indie scene is, and I met a lot of great other creators. We team up together. We give each other advice. We retweet everything for each other. And just really, really show that support. I met a lot of great other creators, and we retweet all each other's stuff. And it's been a blast meeting other creators. It really has. And other, insider tips and just like, hey, don't do this. I'm like, okay. And what was the other part of the question? What I could need the most help with is definitely getting more eyes on my project. That's the biggest and hardest thing, is just getting more and more eyes on the projects. That's one of the major things that I could definitely use help with. And I'm hoping that, it's my tweets are definitely growing. I see a lot more people retweeting and liking it than when I first started doing this. So I was like, okay, it's growing. So it's a good sign. And like I said, the most you could do for each other is just be supportive. I always throw out ideas to other people, or let them know, like, hey, if you have any questions or if you need help with something, ask me, or ask these people. They'll help you out. That's the most you can do, and you just be supportive and be there for one another.
Yeah. There's a question: does David have socials? Yes, he does, and we will get to that at the end of the show, where you guys can check out his work. So we're almost there, though. We're almost there. All right. Danny, are you still there or no? I think he's frozen again.
Yeah, he's frozen again. He hasn't moved. Right. Either he knows how to stay very, very still, or he's frozen.
It's skills. All right. I'm going to guess on what question number four is. He took the timer with it. Damn it. Hold on. Let me see if I can at least bring up the timer again. All right.
Okay.
All right. See, Danny leaves and the whole show goes to shit. So, all right, I'm gonna guess on this question number four. He put down crowdfunding or daily sales. So I'm gonna assume he's asking which is more beneficial for you, crowdfunding versus daily sales.
Well, for somebody like me, definitely have to start off with crowdfunding. I think, once you get your audience and once you get like maybe up to book two or book three, then you can start doing like daily sales and, set up a webpage store, to sell copies of it and, try and get it into comic book shops. I know a lot of crowdfunding companies that started off like that. They were doing crowdfunding and now they're like, hey, our book's finally getting in comic book shops and we are on issue 5. So we're not going to crowdfund anymore, and we're just going to put out our book monthly. So you can build it. You can. It just takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication.
Very true. All right. Question five. And normally this is the hardest of the five questions. Danny does another show called Top Five Live where they do a top five list of some subject every week. So he incorporates that into his quick takes. So your question is going to be, what are your top five indie books currently?
Top five indie books. Wow. Okay. Not including mine.
Not including yours. And you only got 40 seconds now, so you got to spit them out.
Let's see. I would say Swarm, Diligence Creed, Exodus. Black Terror. Oh God, I order too many books every month. and the G-Men.
Okay, all right. I've heard a couple of those, not all of them though. So I'm gonna check some of those out.
Yeah, I know Swarm and Diligence Creed is still up on Indiegogo right now. Met them and we actually became quite good friends. Nice. And we retweet each other for each other. We check in on each other and be like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm alive. They're like, okay.
All right. Well, you did it. You went through Danny's quick takes, even without Danny being here. So appreciate that. So this is the end of our show. Usually this is our time to give you as the guest an opportunity to shout out your work, shout out your social media, shout out anything where people can reach you. So where is the best place for people to maybe check out your books, your social media, things like that?
The best place to check out the book is on fundmycomics.com. Go to there and just under the search, you could put in Rogue and my book will pop right up. I'm also on Twitter. I don't remember my own Twitter handle or name because it's my name with a whole bunch of numbers. And
just look up Rogue American Dream. I'm pretty sure it'll pop up.
Yeah, I do enough tweets. Yeah, it'll pop up. I actually even Googled it and I popped up. I was like, wow, I'm Googled.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. I was actually quite happy. And I was like, oh my God, I pop up on Google. I'm also on Facebook. I'm in like a dozen indie comic rooms. You'll definitely find me in there. I have Instagram, but I'm really never on there. I don't really post and do anything on there. I had TikTok and I finally deleted it because my brain started to hurt watching videos.
All right. Well, I did find your Twitter handle. It's Dave8489145. So if you guys want to check him out on Twitter, you can, copy that because that's a lot of numbers to remember.
Yeah. I was just one of those people when I signed up for Twitter, it automatically gave me something and I was just like, okay.
All right. I guess I will say Danny's because he apparently can't even log in saying his Ethernet cable was unplugged. I don't know what happened. Again, I think I honestly believe his wife is going through a divorce and he just doesn't know it yet. Because last week she started taking all this stuff. So, if you want to check out Danny's work, you can go to fourthwallpros.com. He is also listed as the Ace Blade on all his social media, Twitter, TikTok, of course. What's going on TikTok? If you want to check me out, you can go to my website, TaurusComics.com. I am also listed as Taurus Comics on all social media. And if you want to maybe check out our podcast and past episodes, you can go to 4TalesPodcast.com. That is the number 4, T-A-L-E-S podcast. You can listen to all our previous episodes, maybe give a listen, buy us a coffee to help financially support us. But join us next week, same time. We are going to have TJ Sterling on the show. We're going to talk about his books and have some fun. And hopefully Danny gets his internet fixed so we can join us. So
you join us back.
Yeah.
So, or just hurry up and get that divorce, whichever one happens first.
Whichever one's easier, dude, at this point. But until next time, everybody, sayonara, goodbye, and please take care of yourselves.
Thank you very much for having me. It was...
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.